Or at least on my Instagram, so that everybody can see me get my COVID vaccine jab, the second one. Polly and Mudley actually got theirs live on the radio 2 weeks ago. Mudley, do you have any advice for me? Because I need to pull this off in a fetching and attractive manner.
I just didn't look at the needle. Okay. I just looked away. I feel like that's the best advice I can give you. But actually, it wasn't painful. Okay. I thought it was going to be much worse than it was, but it was actually, it was so quick.
Okay, excellent. Polly, how am I looking on my Insta? Do I have my kind of like Gen Z glow, live TikTok experience of the jab moment going? Are we winning?
You do look good, but you could have made an even better effort. You know, you knew you were going to be live. You could have dressed up for us at least, you know. Just a little bit of powder, but it's okay, you know. It's all right. We can deal with this.
You know that this is my dress-up T-shirt. These are my best clothes.
Just a black T-shirt, Dan.
I know, but you know me.
No, you dress up for the jab. It's an important thing. It's your final one.
I know. I should have thought about it more. But Lisa is here. Lisa Giltrow from MediRide. Good morning. How are you? Okay, let's get you on the radio. Give me 1 second. Let's run that again. You need to get even closer than that so the people can hear you. Okay, well then you actually are going to have to share this with me because you're not even coming through. Come stand here.
Hi, can you hear me now?
I can. How are you? Are you well?
I'm all good this morning, thank you.
Get great close,
to be,
even closer.
Great to be in Joburg.
Are you not even from Johannesburg?
No, originally from Port Elizabeth, relocated to Cape Town 3 years ago, and now in Joburg, but just for today.
Just for today, and you are from MediRite, and you guys have been doing a massive amount of incredible work for Business for South Africa as well as other partners to try and help the government get people vaccinated. Is that right?
Absolutely, all part of the government's rollout plan.
Okay, and what is your feeling right now on how the COVID vaccination drive is going?
I think we've had a couple of bottlenecks, a couple of supply-demand issues. We have the supply now, let's create some demand.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that as best I can, even though I'm not dressed properly for this moment, apparently. Thank you, Polly. So I'm going to get my second jab live on Instagram if you want to watch it. I'm not going to look. Which arm would you like? It's the one that I don't write with, right? So over my enormous tattoo, you're going to have to come on this side. Very excited about it. So we've already done all of the medical checks off air because that's confidential information. I will tell the nation that I'm not pregnant, which was an exciting discovery for everybody here. And now I'm going to get my second jab live on the radio. Thank you so much.
Okay, we need to relax this arm.
Oh, I need to relax. Yeah. Polly really wasn't relaxed when she got hers, but we don't need to tell everybody that.
Okay, so you're feeling all right?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good.
Okay, so little prick.
Lovely. Is it in?
It's already done.
It's already done?
Yay!
Wow. Lisa, this is so special for me. Thank you so much for coming in. And in particular because my sister's a nurse, and so there are wonderful medical professionals in my family, and I know the incredible extent to all the different medical professionals, the sacrifices that they've gone to help people get vaccinated, and before then to just help people with COVID, exposing themselves to risk, isolating themselves from their loved ones to protect them, and really making an incredible sacrifice that I don't think any of you could ever have expected in your lives to have to take on with an unprecedented historic pandemic. And the fact that you all continue to make the most extraordinary of sacrifices for the good of other people is just an absolute blessing and a miracle. And I'm so thankful to all of you for what you do for us.
It's an absolute honor and a humbling experience.
Lisa Giltrow from MediRite has just given me my second jab. I'm going to go off my Instagram live now. I'm sorted. I'm going to do my 15 minutes of, what is it called? Monitoring. I'm going to do my 15 minutes of monitoring live on the radio. 7:27, you're on 5 Breakfast.
Durban North 5 FM is bringing the power to you.
On 103.8 FM. At C-Point.
On 87.7 FM.
Sorry, I got no...